Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to The Naturalist Capitalist. This is your host, Reed Coverdale. For episode 103, I'm joined by Magnus Panvidya of the Unity or Death podcast and Austin Skidmore of Archaic Skids. We're going to talk about the Chauvin verdict. We all have pretty similar feelings about it, but a little bit of variation. We are not upset to see Derek Chauvin behind bars, but we're also not praising the justice system. This was a very controversial topic, and we put this episode out the day of the verdict, so you might find it interesting. Without any further ado, here is episode 103. Hello, everybody. Thank you for watching The Naturalist Capitalist. I'm your host, Reed Coverdale, and this is a completely impromptu show. It wasn't pre-scheduled or anything, but I just wanted to talk about this because it's kind of a hot issue right now, but we are, of course, going to be talking about the Chauvin verdict and dirty cops and the like, just in general, and what we think about what took place. On the show today for the second time, I've got Austin from Archaic Skids. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing great, man.
Good to have you back. And then for the third time, I believe, on the show, we got Magnus Panvidya. How are you doing today, Magnus?
Doing pretty swell, all things considered. Just kind of had a brief one-day vacation. Watched the world possibly come to an end if he didn't get charged, and then just relaxing now.
Yeah, I would imagine it was pretty tense yesterday for you guys.
Oh, yeah, we were pretty much ready because we didn't know, who knows what was going to happen. But I think it was somebody in Texas was talking about how they all met up and were hanging out at a diner just in case to be all in the same place. And they heard gunshots, which I guess was like unrelated. Like, oh, fuck, is it go time? Like,
yeah.
That was like at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, wherever they were at. Somebody was shooting guns. I was like, oh, no.
So what did go time look like? What were you guys planning on? What did you think was going to happen? What was your goal going to be if it hit the fan?
Probably just like participate in any kind of protest that went on. I mean, I know for a fact that in Chicago, well, not Chicago, in Columbus, a whole bunch of like Proud Boys came out with like guns and shit and were like counter protesting the protest for the girl that died over there the other day. And it just like, it could have just went the full messy that it was last summer, where it's like, I couldn't tell you what, on a day-to-day basis what was going to happen, just that shit was going down, you know?
Yeah.
So just be out in the wild for whatever happens, pretty much.
Yeah. So, yeah, if anyone's living under a rock and doesn't know what we're talking about Derek Chauvin, who's the cop that was convicted yesterday of second degree, third degree murder, and I think second degree manslaughter. So he's the guy who was kneeling on George Floyd's neck just about a year ago, actually, right now, and kind of the event that I would not say caused the riots, but sparked the enabling of the riots. I think those were probably going to happen anyway, given everything that was going on. But it was certainly the event that sparked it. So this is kind of looked at as a close to a lot of people. So there's been a very split reaction. Some people are rejoicing, and some people think justice has died. So I wanted to talk about that because, you know, the only way that we can really resolve any of these issues is by talking through them and treating each other like humans. But a lot of people are just screaming at each other online right now about this. So
I've seen a record number of unfollowed comments. So
yeah,
I think a lot of those went out to me.
Well, that was Dave Smith, Michael Malice. Michael Malice was the confusing one because Michael Malice is always like, fuck the cops, but I think he talks enough shit about SJWs that conservatives keep forgetting that he is an anarchist. So it's like,
it's a fair point.
Yeah, so I guess we'll just each give our opinions of what happened and then talk about why we think that way. So I don't see a strong case for either of the murder charges. I have zero issues with the manslaughter charge. I think that's a completely legitimate charge. I did not want to see him walk, like regardless of whether or not I thought the charges were unsubstantiated. I did not want to see him walk because he's already a dirty cop. In my opinion, he should have been in jail before this even happened. He's had, I think, what, 22 complaints on his record or something like that?
Some exorbitant number.
He's shot a couple people, right? At least
three
people. And yeah, so, I mean, he was a jackass. The amount of force he was using did not seem warranted at all against George Floyd. I mean, he was handcuffed on the ground. There's a little bit of conflicting information whether or not his knee was actually on his neck choking him or if it was on his back. But either way, I mean, when a guy is obviously dying and struggling, you know, even before you have him on the ground, before you have your knee on his neck, you know, it doesn't seem like a justified use of force. What does bother me the most about the verdict is that there was so much intimidation ahead of time from the mob. And when I say the mob, I mean like people who were gonna burn buildings. I also mean like politicians, the media, like everybody. I think I think that the people on the jury were probably terrified that if they did not affirm all three accusations, that their houses would have been burned to the ground. And I don't think that's good. Like I was just talking to Austin before we started the show. Imagine being John Adams defending the Redcoats who shot at the rioters in Boston during the Boston Massacre. And, you know, imagine the amount of societal pressure to convict them and have them hanged or whatever. You know, you have an occupying army in your country, basically, who are terrorizing you. And then they shoot at pretty much unarmed men. They had snowballs and bricks and everything. But imagine, like, being the guy willing to be their lawyer and defend them and end up actually exonerating them. You know, that takes a lot of courage, and I respect that. You know, I think that a jury should never have the influence of what's going to happen to them afterward, regardless of what their verdict is. You know, I don't think that's healthy. So overall, I'm glad I'm glad it seems like he's going to go to prison. I don't know if that's actually going to hold. I wouldn't be.
So this still has to. Everybody's celebrating really early. This still has to go to sentencing, and then it still has to go to possibly appeals. Like, people are jumping the gun real quick on counting this as some huge victory.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I hope that he does end up in prison for manslaughter, at least. But I don't, that's just basically my overall feelings on it. So, Austin, what do you think?
Well, you know, one of the things that, I guess caused some hoopla in my Twitter feuds of yesterday was that somehow people are like, well, you're defending the cop. I'm not defending that piece of shit. I don't care if he goes to prison. I care about the precedent that they set where we don't have to prove things beyond a reasonable doubt anymore, so long as a mob decides who's guilty, who's not guilty. And I think that's a dangerous precedent to set for any situation. And we all, I think, would agree that anytime we give the state an opportunity to skirt their responsibility, they're absolutely going to take it from this point forward. And not just with cops, but with everyone. I would agree with you that the only thing that I think they maybe were able to prove was manslaughter. The problem to me is the medical examiner himself admitted to the defense attorney that they don't know what Floyd died from. There were multiple options on the table of what was the final cause of death. But my argument is, if we don't know what killed him, if we don't know how he died exactly, to me, I find it dangerous that we're now laying the cause of death at someone's feet when we don't know that. That's a problem. The medical examiner did that. He said, I don't know. You know, all three medical professionals said the same thing, you know what I mean? The use of force expert, who was also a state witness. So I'm going to push back on you a little on this, Reed, that he said that the amount of force was far less than what was justifiable as to what officers are trained for. Now, I agree with you. The man's in handcuffs. What the hell are you doing? Where do you think he's going to go? You know what I mean? You don't have to just lay on this guy or whatever. Well, he wasn't laying on him. But my point being, and I think that this was a mob conviction. This was out of fear. And I don't know if you guys will agree with me on this particular circumstance, but the only person in this entire situation that I feel like showed any principle and any conviction and any actual courage was the fucking defense attorney. He was the John Adams of this situation, because the likelihood of his home being vandalized or him being harmed is still just as high as it would have been if those jurors would have not been as afraid as I think that some of them possibly were. I had someone recently say to me that 13 of the men that signed the Declaration of Independence had children murdered and had their homes burnt to the ground in front of them. And what'd they do? What'd they do in that situation? They said, fuck you. And they fought back. And I feel like our country has lost its courage to stand up to a mob. Not everyone. Obviously, Magnus has no problem standing up to a mob. Respect the shit out of that. But I don't think we as a nation have that courage anymore. And I find that far more scary than these social justice warrior critical race people. That they worry me, but the lack of courage worries me a lot more. So that's my thoughts on it.
All right, Magnus, I actually haven't even heard your flushed out opinion yet. So let's hear it.
I mean, when it comes to like my personal opinions on Chauvin and the whole George Floyd situation, I guess it'd be quicker to explain like my view in the law of the law in general. The law is bullshit, in my opinion. Like what everyone's talking about, like intimidating juries and biased judges and everything like that. Like that's been our justice system for the last 50, 60 years. It's totally arbitrary. It's totally based upon the moralities of the individuals involved, which can sometimes be random and other times be corrupt people. And there's no legal reason for juries to not be intimidated from outside sources, even if they are sequestered, because there's been other cases like that in the past. The OJ trial, another example that comes up. And I also just think that when it comes to people thinking the jury was intimidated, that operates on the belief that they didn't like automatically agree with what was going on beforehand. I mean, a lot of them had in their bios that they thought Derek Chauvin was like a piece of shit or something like that. So you can say that's corrupt, but that just leads to my point in general of begging for legal precedent and being like surprised and shocked when things like this happen. That it's old news to me at this point. Like we're so far past that, you know, if you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like we already live in a corrupt society, and it's not even like an anarchist opinion. There's conservatives that feel this way. Infamously, if you look up a video by a guy named Razor Fist, he's like an uber conservative guy called Stench from the Bench. And it talks about how our legal system has just been fucked for like ever. So that's kind of like my opinion on the law. So from my position, thinking the law is bullshit, moving on to that, when I see any situation, I judge it based on my personal morality, whether I think I like that is a good call or not. And then also under that same law, if I did what that person did, would I be in jail? If I did what Jeffrey Epstein did, I would be in jail. And I feel like if I did what Derek Chauvin did, I'd probably be in jail. So that's like my compass on what's wrong and right. Same thing with that one cop that you know shot the boy, yelling taser, taser, taser. If any normal person did that and they weren't a police officer, they'd go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is going to go to jail. She's been arrested.
Right, but I feel like they only jumped on her because it was in Minneapolis, and they knew that if they didn't arrest her, it was going to cause you a bigger shitstorm. So that's the only reason they grabbed her. And that's also the only reason they they charged Derek Chauvin. Like, people are accurate to where it had nothing to do with the law or what he did or the legality of it or anything like that. It was to avoid a shitstorm.
It's politics.
Because cops in Lansing killed Anthony Hulin in the exact same way in jail, which is even worse. There was no ambiguity to it. He was already in custody, and they killed him in the exact same way they killed George Floyd, and there's no protests or riots or anything. Because they'll sacrifice a single cop to appease people, and that shouldn't surprise anyone, and it shouldn't even upset you at this point, because I feel like if it's upsetting you, then you're thinking in the old world. The old world that's been dead for like 20, 30 years now. Like, we don't live in that world anymore.
Yeah, I think I should clarify a little bit. And I know you and I had a back and forth on Twitter about this already, that all three of us are basically anarchists. I mean, Magnus definitely is, and I know Austin's recently headed that way, and so have I. So when we... when we realize the law is bullshit, and when we see a dirty cop get fucked over by the system and end up in jail, like, that in itself doesn't bother us, I don't think. Like, that's just like, yeah, fuck him. He should rot in jail.
Yeah.
It's the exaltation from the media, from politicians like Justin Amash and Tulsi Gabbard, who are like saying, like, this is democracy in action, and this is, you know, this is systemic justice or whatever. That's where my stomach kind of turns, because it's like, well, no, I mean, you didn't actually follow the rules that you're convicting him by, you know, like, this was bullshit within your rules. So I can actually agree with your sentiment that, you know, it's sort of like the ends justify the means in this bullshit system we have, because no one is administering the law on a level playing field. So if it just so happens that we get a win, even if it's through unjust ways, then okay. And there, I mean, there's a part of me that feels that way. Just seeing him get convicted for something is like, okay, it's the hypocrisy of certain people, especially in the Libertarian Party, like the minarchists who really like do believe in like government courts and a government legal system, that they're cheering this on is kind of weird to me, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
That was my biggest issue yesterday, was watching a lot of libertarians or self-described anarchists cheer on the state. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you people? Like, I don't understand how you, I understand. Okay, fine. We're going to throw the lamb to slaughter here, or, you know, throw the virgin in the volcano to keep the mob at bay. Okay. But, and I don't care if this man rots in prison. I say, find him a good deep dark hole, you know, to chuck him in. My issue is that, you know, like what you said, like, you're supporting a system that I adamantly agree with Magnus is completely 100% flawed, and throwing this man in a deep dark hole doesn't change that system. And it won't. The state is not going to, nothing changes from this. Nothing.
Yeah. People are cheering it on. Like, it's a great victory. It's surreal to me, but more than anything, and it's something I've been talking about, like, almost a month ago, I think I uploaded a video about it, of like, this is a show trial. Like, the media wants you to focus on this so desperately and have such strong opinions and lose friends over it and everything, when it's fucking irrelevant in the grand scheme of things. And they're well aware of that. And the more they beg and plead for me to pay attention to the Derek Chauvin trial, the more I don't want to pay attention to it, because I feel like they're doing something else in the background.
Must look elsewhere.
And the point of that is Sky Daddy. She's on Twitter. She's one a really good count to follow. She pointed out of like, oh, hey, we got exactly one cop in jail that he may not even get in jail. And off of the back of this, we've radically expanded anti-rioting laws and protest laws and freedom of speech laws and fucking supercharged the FBI. So it's like, woo, victory, guys. You know, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I agree. All that for one fucking cop. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you see Nancy Pelosi like on the verge of tears thanking George Floyd for his sacrifice,
so fucking dying. Like, oh my God. I'm sorry.
Can we all agree that she may be one of the most disgusting human beings to ever walk the face of the planet?
Dude, I love how that was like ubiquitous, unanimous, like Twitter disgust at that. Yeah. Like, everybody was like, what the fuck, Nancy? Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
because someone else did it. A couple blue checkmark liberals were like George Floyd came to Minneapolis to better his life, but he ended up making life better for everyone in Minneapolis. And
that's like, because these people get some kind of paper in the morning. I'm sure of it. Like, these are the talking points today. This is what we're gonna say.
That's so ghoulish, man. Like, that's so dehumanizing and gross. I can't even like articulate it into words of how like you could think that way. Like, those fucking words can come out of your mouth. Thank you, random black man, for dying for us so we can, you know, get elected off of your bones.
Yeah.
Like, fucking A, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess one of the saddest things about this is that to the idiots, it will look like a victory and they're going to stop pushing for systemic change. Like, the only good thing that came out of this at all a year ago was my thought that, wow, okay, this is a great opportunity for us to say, we want these three things. We want to end qualified immunity. We want to end no-knock raids, and we want to end the war on drugs. Like, just find like three things that millions of Americans can say, like, the rioting stops when you do this or whatever. And that did not happen. I mean,
we have none of those things.
And the problem, I think, is I went to one protest in Denver, and this was a protest. This wasn't a riot. This was just people out there with signs showing their contempt for what was going on. And I talked to like 100 people there, and two of them knew what qualified immunity was. None of them knew what civil asset forfeiture was. They didn't know much about the war on drugs, really. And I was like, come on, guys. Like, the establishment doesn't care that you're angry. They're going to channel your anger in the wrong direction. You guys have to know why you're out here and what you're out here for, what you want. Like, you're all screaming, no justice, no peace. You need to define justice, or they'll define it for you. And here you go.
If you don't have a mission, you're not on a mission.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, now you're just out there bumbling around for no reason.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing of, like, I feel like the entire Chauvin trial and the entire George Floyd thing was the channel. Like, that's where they wanted people to put their energy and waste their time into, because I've said it from the beginning, like, I still stand that he should be charged. I still think the George Floyd thing was wrong. But of all the instances that happened over the last year, George Floyd was probably the iffiest one, where you have like infinitely like more cut and dry, horrible situations like Breonna Taylor, like Anthony Hoolin, like all these people where like there's not even an argument for the police. It's just like, whoa, what the fuck, you know? And the media stopped talking about them completely. And they focus purely on Floyd and purely on Chauvin. They want the entire BLM movement to center around and be about this one cop.
Purely
to that situation, as to what Magnus was just speaking about, I 100% agree with him. There are much worse cases, like Breonna Taylor, for instance. And to Reed's point about the protest in Denver, these are the same kind of people that are screaming at Rand Paul to say her name.
Yeah.
They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
That was probably the worst like instance of political theater I've probably ever seen in my life, was that one. It was like, guys, he literally like he introduced the bill.
Yeah, he wrote the bill.
By the way, that bill is dead on the floor right now. Bipartisan Republican and Democrat support, and that bill is dead on the floor right now. Which shows you again of like they funneled it into bullshit.
Yeah, because they don't want to solve these issues.
Not that I ever expected like them to do anything meaningful about it. And as awful as no-knock raids are, they're just going to start doing knock raids where they bang on your door once, yell police, and then kill your dog. It's a little victory, but at the end of the day, like even if you were expecting that to change anything, like I hate to break it to you, because even the craziest thing that happened today was the actual official BLM Twitter page tweeted out like the fucking truth, like the reality.
I saw that.
They were like, hey guys, I know we like their profile picture is still, hey, we won from the election day when they elected Joe Biden. And their post is like, hey, we've noticed that Joe Biden's actually funneled like three times as much military equipment to the police than Trump has. And it's like, yeah, because you don't understand what the fuck is happening.
Weird.
Yeah, I remember at that protest that I went to, you know, I was going around telling people to vote libertarian because, you know, Trump was actually, by default, he was actually better on criminal justice than Joe Biden just because he couldn't do as much damage as Joe Biden had done in his
already.
Yeah.
he did pass some legitimate reform that was good. Like, credit where credit is due. You know, his sitting down with Kanye and Kim and shit. And like
yeah.
It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't earth shaking or whatever, but credit where credit was due.
Yeah, definitely. But I was, everybody was voting for Biden. Everybody.
It's so
and I don't think Harris had been chosen yet, but still, I was just like, 94 crime bill. Any of you guys know what that is? Like, any idea? Yeah, there's a complete disconnect of emotion and knowledge that I saw there. Like, there was just no knowledge, just complete emotion. And that's no, as I said earlier, that's just no threat. Emotion by itself is not a threat to the status quo at all, because it can be channeled so easily, and voila, that's what happened.
Well, that's what they always do. They find something that people are outraged about, and then they change the narrative and channel that anger to actually go against the very same people that are outraged. Like Magnus said, they pass these bullshit bills like they did down in Florida where, you know, three or more people or whatever, they can say, oh, you broke the bottle, that's a riot, and now it's felony. It's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Not to mention the fact that you can have a peaceful protest and then what? The police say, well, this is an unlawful assembly. That's not how it's supposed to work. Fight
that's peace. What happened. That's what, like, and again, anybody who doesn't think that's what fucking happens. Like, I was in Louisville when they deployed 300 riot cops on 80 people standing on the side of the fucking road. Declared an unlawful assembly with an LRAD and threatened to use chemical agents. Like, that was a thing I lived firsthand, and there was nobody threw anything. There was no fights. It was just a bunch of people standing on the side of the road, and they fuck. Yeah. The police will escalate this shit, which is another, like, another thing of like why I don't care. And sure, lock Derek Chauvin up at all is just because of that, because they've used his fuck up to radically expand the police state. So it's like, oh, hey, you know, The cops did something, and in response, the cops get more power. Great.
Yeah, that's good job, guys. You really, really did a lot there. Yeah, I don't understand it.
I got a question for you guys, and you kind of brought this up a little bit, Austin. The idea that if they do this to a cop, they can do it to us. I totally get what you're saying. In fact, when I was on Tulsi's campaign, do you guys remember when she sued Hillary for $50 million or whatever?
Yes.
So I was
the coolest thing she ever did.
It was cool, but I was actually adamantly against it. And here's why. Because they were kind of, it was kind of a bullshit case. I mean, she didn't even call her out by name. It was obvious who she was talking about, but it was in an interview. It wasn't a direct accusation. It was just kind of an off the cuff remark about her. And she wanted to sue her for $50 million. Do you remember when Bill Maher told Donald Trump, if you can prove you're not the son of an orange orangutan, I'll donate $5 million to charity or whatever?
Yeah.
And then Donald Trump had his fucking doctor send Bill Maher a letter proving that he was not the offspring of an orangutan. And Bill Maher was just like, dude, fuck off. It was a joke. And he pressed charges, like Trump sued Bill Maher. And it didn't go through, thankfully. But in my mind, like, it was sort of the same idea with Tulsi and Hillary Clinton. And my thinking was like, okay, if this actually somehow goes through, what type of precedent does that set? Like, think of how many times, like, John Boehner has called someone a terrorist sympathizer, or like John McCain did it to Rand Paul all the time, or Lindsey Graham, like any of these people, like
rotten hell, John McCain. I don't care.
Yeah. So if you open that door on the ability to sue people for millions of dollars based off of offhand remarks like that,
terrible, it's precedent.
Insane. So I was actually like one of the very few people on her campaign who was like way against that. I mean, I have social media posts I can go dig up and prove that.
I was against it. I just thought it was funny.
No, agreed. I mean, I thought it was hilarious that she was taking on Hillary, but I was like, holy shit, I hope they throw that out right away.
Oh, well, that's why I thought it was funny, because I knew that wasn't going anywhere.
But here's the point I'm getting to with that. I'm wondering if it really matters, because they don't need legal precedent to do anything.
Yeah, that's my opinion now, is like, you want to talk about legal precedent. Like, there's been the best example of it for, obviously, for our crowd. They've set legal precedent around the Second Amendment in like 32 different directions. They don't care.
Right.
Like we're supposed to be based off of legal precedent, but like I said, the law is arbitrary. If they want to bury somebody like Derek Chauvin, or like I posted just a couple hours ago, the kid who spent a couple years in jail because he told someone he was going to kill them in RuneScape, and the FBI lied and fuck it to get a conviction. Like, yeah, they'll
wait. I'm sorry. The FBI lied. I don't know if that's even reasonable.
Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell are probably going to walk. Like, they. The whole idea of precedent.
Well, Epstein's never going to walk again, bro.
He probably was going to. That's why he died. But yeah, just like the idea of like fairness and precedent and everything like that. Like, that's not the world we live in anymore. Like, it's unfortunate to say, but like
I agree with you. The funniest term in America right now is our criminal justice system. That's like, those words don't go together in America anymore.
Yeah, like if you think someone deserves to go to jail, they probably won't go to jail. If you think someone deserves to walk free, they're probably going to jail.
Yeah, I, you know, as far as the Chauvin thing goes, I guess I look at it from a perspective of, if we have to play by these dumb shit rules that they have set up, right, then, and I'll say it again, to a lot of people that I said this on Twitter, and I've said it in other spots, you would much rather have me on your jury than a whole bunch of them on your jury, because I have a spine. So, you know, that's how I look at it. Like, and one of these days, probably all three of us will need the other one on a jury. So it's fine.
Yeah, with all
that's the surreal thing too. Like, just if you think about the jury system, they just grab three random idiots. a group of random individuals.
Oh, read this from tweet. You keep talking. I gotta find this tweet. Yeah.
There's nothing stopping like a jury if there's a video of a guy just straight up like beating somebody to death on camera. There's nothing in the system to stop the jury from just saying not guilty.
No, there's not. Okay.
Like, the facts and evidence doesn't mean anything. It's all based off of the opinion of a small group of people.
So right, but there's also nothing stopping a jury from convicting someone when evidence has not been presented beyond a reasonable doubt. So, right,
but I mean, but if you're expecting that, then I don't know what you're doing. You know, that's kind of my point. Like, that's why I don't get upset about it. I don't care. I don't cry any tears, and I don't think like, oh, this set an awful precedent. Like,
I wasn't even upset. What I was upset about, I wasn't upset that this dude's going to go to prison. I'm like, well, good. That's where he belongs. He's a cop. They all belong in prison. I hate that term. Oh, well, the good apples. What good apples? What the hell are you talking about? I'm on Michael Mouse's team on that one. That there are no good apples. You know what I mean? But no, my issue was, like I said, my biggest issue was all these people going, oh, the state finally got something right. And I'm like, no, they didn't. That's not true. And yeah, you supporting their system does not help liberty and freedom.
Yeah, it was, to me, the same thing that pissed me off about the January 6th riot at the Capitol was when these like statist libertarians, I'm going to call them, the ones who like worship our institutions, you know,
anarchists.
Yeah,
they're patriotic libertarians. They have this, you know, pardon being rude, they have this totally off-base delusional fucking idea of what America is.
Yeah,
and they simp for the concept of the institutions and the culture and my heritage and the Bill of Rights, bro. Yeah, those people.
Yeah, so like, you know, the Capitol building was a holy temple that was, you know, violated on the 6th or whatever, and I just totally hated that.
It's a religion.
I just call them liberty conservatives, because like I've said this to like outright communists even, and they're like, you know what, that's fair. Of like, don't call yourself a libertarian unless like you're willing to like commit active crimes, you know, like, because otherwise you're just a liberty, like open to liberty conservative, because the whole concept of libertarian is anti-state in its entirely. So
it's like, a big old giant bite me. Yeah. To this
day. So if you're like a pro cop libertarian, if you're like a pro establishment libertarian, if you're like these people of like, oh, the sanctity of the Capitol has been ruined and you're just a conservative. It's okay. It's okay to be a conservative. I might talk shit about you just as much as I talk shit about liberals, but you're a conservative. Don't call yourself a libertarian.
Yeah. Right. I mean, but that was what pissed me off in the same light about what was going on yesterday. So as I said earlier, like if you're an anarchist leaping for joy that a cop is possibly going to prison, like, cool. I got no issues with that. It's if you're one of these institutional libertarians who is teary-eyed because we've had a just trial taken place and the system is working properly. Like there was a lot of that sentiment yesterday from the Libertarian Party. And I was like, fuck you. Like that's not what happened. And I feel the same way as both of you guys do about Chauvin hopefully going to prison. But it's just when people are simping for the institution, that really pisses me off, especially when it's not even following the rules that they want it to have. Like that's the thing. Like the verdict was not in line with how the system is supposed to work that all these people are worshiping, if that makes sense. That's what was really grinding at me. And that's why I didn't say anything. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I didn't say anything during the trial, and I didn't say anything until like a couple hours after the verdict. And I was waiting to see everybody's response and what they were saying, and it didn't sit well with me. It was very much team sports, very much emotional. There wasn't much critical thought to it, I didn't think.
I don't know if it'd be the opposite side of that, but like a side of that of like, I was running around being like, why the fuck do any of you care about this? This is an op. This is a setup. Like, name a single event in history where the entire media has talked about it and it not been sketchy as hell. You know, like,
I mean, anything. That's not a serious question, right?
Right. Like
hyperbolic.
just anything. The media has, there's a media circus around a person, event, an individual, doesn't matter. It's bullshit. And there's bullshit.
There were weapons of mass destruction, Magnus. And
yeah.
I'm just saying.
So I found
Syria gas attacks, bro.
I found this tweet. We were talking earlier about like the system and how, like, if you're believing that the jury is going to protect you and actually listen,
they're not.
So this is from the neocon remover, who's going to be on the show tomorrow night. So don't miss that, everybody. He's coming on tomorrow night. This is his tweet. Conservatives be like, don't resist arrest. Just wait for your day in the corrupt system that protects sex traffickers. Then convince the 12 unemployed women who were too stupid to get out of jury duty why you should be able to own an assault rifle, and they wonder why they lose.
Exactly. That's a great tweet. I already saw that, but that is a great tweet.
The law is based off the morality and the culture of like the state.
Right.
And the morality and the culture like is not libertarian friendly. It's not conservative friendly. It's not socialist or communist friendly. It is the most generic borderline. It's either like super conservative, like neocon friendly, or super neoliberal friendly. Like it is, the system is not designed for anyone on the radicals on the fringe. And if you expect it to give you a fair shake, then like you're not paying attention.
Well, and the system's also designed to convince people that they're each other's enemy when they probably agree on 90% of shit. I can sit down with someone that's a communist, and I promise within three questions, I'm going to agree with them on one thing at least.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can do that with anyone, I would assume. But the state is 100% designed to make sure that conversation never happens.
Yeah.
And now we have these massive corporations that make sure that they help the state in that endeavor.
And like, just
no,
like,
no, no, let's don't talk
like,
about
it. I mean, like, how conspiracy you want to get about it? Because I already, like, I'm confident that my conspiracy about them focusing on the George Floyd trial and ignoring Breonna and all these other people is by design. I'll take it, you know, how much further you want to get it to where
I mean, I'm always down to go full up Alex Jones tinfoil hat thing. I don't care.
If you think about it, they picked like the most controversial like opinion for him. Because like if he would have walked, then like one side would have been appeased and one side would be
right.
And then like if he got like first degree murder and like major things happened, then one side piss would be the other. He got a middle of the ground conviction in a way that's probably going to be overturned. And what has it done to the country again? People are screaming at each other.
Yep.
Everything that's platformed and everything that's focused on by the media and the government is the stuff that's going to cause the most fucking, you know, arguments over the dinner table. And they avoid anything we can come together on and be like, oh yeah, that's, we all agree this was fucked up, but we won't talk about that. But this thing where there's like a heated debate over it, we'll have a 24-hour news cycle about it.
Yeah, when the Eric Shaver murder happened, I just found that video on Facebook or something, not plastered all over the headline days on end. Like this
Daniel Shaver?
Yeah, or who did I say, Eric?
Yeah.
Daniel?
Yeah.
The guy who was shot in the hotel.
Yeah, nobody talks about that.
No, never. And that was like such an obvious...
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that was actually much worse of a situation than what happened to George Floyd.
I keep saying the Anthony Hoolan thing because Anthony Hoolan died from asphyxiation and heart complications from having four Lansing police officers in jail sit on his back for over 10 minutes until they, according to the medical examiner, killed him through asphyxiation, and then they left him in the cell for 17 minutes before they called EMS.
Like, yeah.
That is real bad. And that's the same exact thing George Floyd did and everything. And like, that's awful. And guess what? Nobody fucking talked about that. And that was 2 months before George Floyd.
Yeah. The other thing is you had like all these right wingers, I don't know, a month maybe before the George Floyd incident, going to the Michigan State Capitol with guns and demanding that the economy be reopened. And then a month later,
some of my friends were there, but
yeah. Then,
like a month later, you have a bunch of left-wing protesters who are upset at the state over something. But instead of them uniting together and, you know, basically taking the advice you gave in your famous speech there, Magnus, and realizing who the enemy is, the media was just able to use the George Floyd thing to turn this all into a race war. Instead of like, this is a status problem, you know, they're locking us down, they're literally killing. And
I might be remembering it incorrectly too, but I'm pretty confident that Breonna Taylor happened before George Floyd, and that only picked up mainstream news because the actual activists who actually know what the fuck is going on were chanting her name next to George Floyd's at the same events, and they're like, oh, well, we have to cover her as well. Right. They only want to talk about Floyd. They don't want to talk about anybody else.
But like, Breonna Taylor was killed before Floyd.
Yeah.
And again, this is another situation that I would say is actually worse.
Yeah, in an infinitely more egregious situation because Breonna committed no fucking crimes at all. Like,
right,
we can argue over the idea of a counterfeit fucking $20 bill leading someone to die. Yeah, that's stupid.
They're all counterfeit.
Yeah, all money is counterfeit. Agreed. But yeah, Breonna didn't create any crimes and she died. And it's gotten to the point now where like they definitely will never talk about her again because Bree Taylor's mom.
She didn't get a golden casket. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Bree Taylor's mom was in the news calling like the national BLM org or like a bunch of fakes that never did anything for her and shit like that.
Yes, so
that
but they're a bunch of fakes with very nice houses now. So yeah. There's that.
Yeah, I'm so glad that the national org is dying because one, fuck them, and two, it'll take away a conservative talking point of all the people that also hate the national org that are out in the streets. You know, all of Chicago, all of DC, all of New York, and all of Louisville, and all of Detroit already like publicly denounced the national organization years ago. But everybody will be like, "Oh, you're marching with a communist front group," and it's like, fuck. No, the communists got kicked out. Like,
I saw someone tweeted today, I think it was from Kentucky BLM, something along the lines of, maybe we should burn their houses down. And I'm like, whoa, shit. That's
what I said. Like that, the conservatives have no idea about that. But to my original fucking point, though, like they'll never talk about Breonna after that, I guarantee at this point. And
no, she's gone. There's no more say her name.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
But also to that same point, if you want to talk about police using too much or excessive force or whatever, how about we talk about Ashley Babbitt's name?
Oh yeah, see, they'll never get brought up.
And but am I wrong to say that woman got murdered by a cop?
Yeah, in a totally bullshit, unjustified, and really confusing way. But people don't care because it was right wing Nazis storming the Capitol to fucking destroy America.
They're going to tear down our cathedral. Oh no.
I don't agree with Austin Peterson on too many of his takes, but he made a great point when that happened. He said, I know what it gets for libertarians to support cops. They have to kill a Trump supporter. I was like,
he wasn't wrong in that.
He wasn't wrong. It really pissed me off. I mean, it's kind of
also to get liberals to fucking shill for the police too. And then like, obviously it's funny because with the whole unity thing, whether you realize it or not, like the scumbag shit that your side of things do, you're very insulated from it. You never see it. And like when the Ashley Babbitt thing happened, a lot of like my friends that are like anti-fascists and stuff like that were like, well, we're not supporting her because she was a Trumper. We don't support that. But nobody's actively cheering her death. And I just sent the pictures of fucking I think it was like Denver or something like that, anti-fascist sect that was walking around with a sign that said Ashley Babbitt deserved it. And they're like, oh,
yeah,
that's not cool. And I'm like, everyone's shit stinks. Everybody does awful shit.
Someone in the chat has said, and I want to bring it up, that Duncan Limp was shot in his sleep. That's worse than Breonna Taylor in a way.
Yeah, and they threw his fucking pregnant girlfriend on a pile of broken glass and fucking beat her up. So and nobody cared about that. The conservatives didn't care about that.
No,
so.
Well, conservatives are bootlicking little thugs. It doesn't matter. Like, they don't do anything, you know. Like, I think Tim Pool has the greatest take on basically Republicans in general. He's like, well, I don't have to care about them. They don't do anything.
Yeah, they're politically irrelevant. They just, on the national level, on the local level, like DeSantis and shit like that pass fucking awful anti-rioting bills, but.
Yeah, but on a national level, they have no value, you know. What is it that he says? I think me and you discussed it, Magnus, and it's like Democrats will say, let's burn down the house, and Republicans go, well, now hold on, let's just burn down the kitchen. You know, and I think that's pretty apt. It's a pretty apt.
I'm waiting for them to conserve something.
The only thing they conserve is their jobs.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, and not even on the, like, the political level, like even like I say it to them all the time. And it's kind of like our go-to, seeming that like half the boogaloo is veterans, of like just trying to explain to people, like, the country you're patriotic for is dead. I'm sorry, like, I hate to say that, like, your service and like your livelihood and everything was like a waste of fucking time, but like, yeah, that country is dead.
I already know that, bro. Like, it's most of the reason I left the Marine Corps is I was like, I'm not doing this shit. What the fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they are. Yep, conservatives are progressive to doing the speed limit. Michael Malice is right on that, 100%.
Michael Malice was like going to war with people yesterday.
I missed all that show.
Going to war.
Not even his show. Just like go back and just scroll through his fucking Twitter feed, and it's just like banger after banger tweet, and people being like, Malice, how could you support this mischaracter of justice? And he's just like, fuck the cops.
Because like, I don't care.
He's like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck the cops. It's great. I highly recommend it.
Michael Malice is one of my favorites. Like, when he came out with his, there was nothing that he said that I didn't expect him to say, you know? So when people were upset about it, I'm like, do you not follow him? Like,
well, we're just seeing the split between like the liberty and the conservative side of things once again.
Yeah.
You know? It's like how the gun rights split between like the NRA types and then like the FPC types. Like, now we're seeing like, do you really, you know, support like the police, or do you like really are like ready to go and over their shit? And you
recreational rocket launcher. Yeah, shout out to David Fite.
Yeah, you can clearly see like who falls where on that spectrum now.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of masks came off yesterday in a big way.
A lot of people did things that surprised. Like Dave Smith went to like fucking war, being like, "Fuck David Chauvin." I was like, "Oh shit, Dave." I didn't expect that from you. Like, not even out of like not thinking you wouldn't hold those opinions or whatever. I just expected he's, you know, he's vanilla anarchism. He's, you know, he plays it safe because he's not like as absurd and crazy as we are.
Yeah.
And he went in. I was like, oh shit.
Scott Horton does not play it safe, and he's more prominent on Twitter than he used to be. And Dave's like really good friends with him. So I think Scott kind of pushed him on that one. But yeah, I just want to reiterate what I said earlier that if you are an anarchist like Michael Malice or like us, and you're like, ha ha, fuck Chauvin, you know, like, I don't see any issue with that. And I made a few of those tweets yesterday. It's the fucking Amash types who are like, this is justice in action. This is the system working the way it's supposed to. That's the cringe part. Like, just for anyone.
That's totally bullshit. I'm super like, fuck Derek Chauvin. And I'm like, really? That's the truth.
Yeah.
Because that's just as bad as the liberals that are like, this is a we defeated fascism moment. It's like, holy fuck. It's like when they fucking elected Biden. It's like, you guys just genuinely don't get it. And I mean, it is Amash and Gabbard. So like, what do you expect? You know, they're not. I like both of them, but they're not quite there.
Right,
they're like level of awakening yet. But
they're like as good as it gets for being like a blue pilled politician.
Right.
that's a very apt way to describe that there, Reed.
Yeah. And they both had the same take on the Capitol riot on January 6th, too. And a lot of people were surprised. I was not surprised. I just heavily disagreed with them. I was like, no, like, this was not an insurrection.
It was a weak-ass riot at best.
No, it was not a threat to our democracy. Like, give me a fucking break.
Nobody had guns. They're like, oh, so
yeah, how are you going to have an insurrection and not a single gun was found at all?
Well, apparently people did have guns on them in the crowd, but like, they were, if it was real go time, like,
I don't know. Do we know that's just some bullshit that they came up and said afterward? Because it's not like the state wouldn't lie.
True. Yeah, I don't know. Apparently a couple people had, like, the story is a couple people had handguns, but yeah, like,
if I mean, I
was this is America. Like, if people really wanted to go time, then there would have been rifles.
Yeah. Like, this wouldn't have been I'm gonna shit on in the hallway going up the stairs.
Yeah, the whole thing was stupid. And yeah, just like you were saying though, Reed, like, it's like people cheering it on is some great thing of justice. That's fucking cringe. But then also, like, people are like, oh, you know, this is an individual that like got railroaded and had like an unfair trial or whatever. Like, I stop considering you a person when you become a ward of the state.
Yeah.
Like, the moment you're in any form of elected or appointed or even hired position working for the federal government, like, you, in the best case of scenario, like, in my perfect utopia, you would have like no rights. because you're now a servant of me, and apparently to respect my civil liberties and do the best for me. So whenever an agent of the state goes down on this, I'm like, sweet.
I mean, that's fair take.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up. You know, that, I mean, so my final takeaways, I mean, I still kind of feel the way I did coming into this conversation. Like, if you're an institutional libertarian, just shut up, please. Just stop.
You're cringe.
Like, you're cringe in general, but especially right now. If you're an anarchist and you're just glad that this cop got his comeuppance, cool.
I got no problem with that.
It's just, if you're going to talk about like how this is justice playing out in a court of law, then shut up, because that's not what happened.
I like Shu on Head's take yesterday. Ban all liberals from Twitter until the end of the day. Because everyone that was like cheering like that is just like, oh, bro, stop.
It was so cringe.
Fucking weaponized cringe. It's like,
weaponized cringe. That's funny.
Weapons grade.
Yeah. I agree with you, Reed. If you're an anarchist and you're good with, like, it's just his comeuppance or whatever, the agent of the state got sacrificed fine. I don't have an issue with that. Like, just be honest about that. You know what I mean? And just say that. If you're going to come out and say, well, justice got served, if you're going to pull in a Mosh or a Gabbard in this situation, I don't believe in your shit fuck system anyway. You know what I mean? But if you're going to have this dumb shit system, you should want it to operate by the rules that you set forward. And they apparently don't seem to care about those rules. So they're admitting their system's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like also like kind of the fact of the reality of if you don't understand that they gave him up as like a sacrificial lamb, has nothing, you know, like they were willing to lose Derek Chauvin for what they were trying to accomplish. That I don't even know how you're like politically aware. it's ridiculous to me. Like, yes, they literally just were like, please take this crumb and don't ask for the loaf.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. And everyone fell for it. I know one of the things that I've said before is that they said, oh, well, there's three or four other cops. I don't know how many they charged with aiding and abetting. And they were like, you know, they're going to have trials. And I'm like, if those guys are smart, they're trying to make plea deals right now because Derek Chauvin's trial proved their guilt.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, they probably all testified. If I remember correctly, they all testified against him. So,
yeah. Well, that's because they're trying to make sure they don't go to prison, bro.
Yeah, they're protecting the bag right there. That's what
protecting the bag. That's right. That's what's happening.
So if this does get overturned and he walks, do you think he's going to get shot? Which that, in my opinion, might be actual justice if that happens.
I mean, I think if people kind of like are aware still, and like maybe like the super activists that always are like tuned into this stuff will be aware and maybe we'll go after him, but they're gonna wait until like the public doesn't give a fuck about him anymore.
Yeah,
that's that. If he walks,
well, let's also remember that his sentencing trial, they set that shit for 2 months from now. They did that shit on purpose.
Same reason they put the trial so far back, because they were hoping everything would have calmed down, but they can't. Yeah. They can't fucking help themselves.
Yeah, but like earlier, Magnus, they all feel like they got this victory now. They might actually, a bunch of people might actually ignore it. You know what I mean? Even the media might lose interest in 2 months when it's time to sentence him.
The fucking liberals on Twitter are desperately trying to get people to like the Oakland Raiders were like, I can breathe 420. And it's we've had this weight on our chest that was killing us all this time. And finally we have victory, and they're desperately trying to get people to like give up and go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause they can't
appeal until he's actually sentenced. That's right, one of the rules.
They got all their anti-rioting laws and all their expansion, the FBI running all over the place, arresting fucking everybody. They got all their permissions from the government to go hardcore with surveillance. I don't know if you saw today, but the post office is running a special operation to spy on people's social media accounts.
I saw
what?
It.
Yeah.
Tweeted it out. That's where I saw it. But yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, like, I didn't see that.
They got everything they wanted out of this. So like, great.
Oh man. I don't remember who it was, but someone had posted a poll on Twitter. It was like, what do we see from this verdict? And I'm like, the police stay gross, dumbass. Nothing. What do we always see from this garbage? The police get more power. This is what this ends.
Nothing will fundamentally change.
No. I mean, no, not at all. Like, you know, they get more power. We all get screwed. That's what happened here.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
So good luck, everyone.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up right there. I'll just give you guys a last word if you want to plug anything or say anything else. Just go ahead, Austin.
I only got a couple things to plug here. Join my channel, my YouTube channel, Derailed, courtesy of Archaic Skids. I have Alex Hatch coming up on the 27th, and we're going to talk about education pods and how that's much better than public education. And then I have Angela McArdle on the 29th, which I am really excited about. So y'all stay tuned for that. Follow me on Twitter and I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, and I've got the links to both of these guys' Twitters and both of their YouTube channels, so you can check them out in the description.
Yeah, and then I guess for me, tomorrow I have at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I have a panel on anarchism. It's going to be me, Ace Anarchist, Aquarian Anarchy, and a couple other people. Was hoping to get Carrie on there, but I have to work up the courage to DM her, to bother her to get on my show.
She's a hard one to track down, but Reed can help you out.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my subtle hint to everyone in the chat to harass Carrie to come on my show. And then next Thursday, this I'm super fucking hyped about. I actually have an interview with Reverend Annie, who is one of the founding members of the Black Panthers.
Yeah.
That's going to be
dope.
Fucking cool. And she, for people who don't know her story, she actually had a joint protest with the Ku Klux Klan on the Las Vegas Strip to shut the Strip down. For civil liberties, and there's pictures of her with, you know, Black Panther standing there with the Grand Dragon of the KKK hand in hand. So as you can imagine why I personally would be a big fan of this woman. She was doing what I was doing long before it was cool. So yeah, I'm super excited for that. That's
true unity right there. One more thing I'm going to throw this in there. I forgot, I guess. So did Magnus. This Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, we have Mark Schneider back on my channel. Magnus will be co-hosting. We're going to talk nuclear energy and the future of power in America and globally. So I look forward to that conversation. Mark's one of the smartest people I think I've probably ever talked to.
It was a blast to talk to.
Yeah. And we might even talk a little military shenanigans, because that always seems to be fun.
All right. I've got a Neocon Remover coming on tomorrow night. And then Sunday, I will be on Joshua Smith's channel, Break the Cycle. And then he'll be on my show Monday night. And then Tuesday night, I'm going on Liberty Lockdown. And then Thursday, Tom Woods is coming on the show. So
awesome.
If you have not subscribed, please do so. And we will catch you guys on the next episode.